Livestock officers in Arizona are getting training in the use of naloxone. They'll be carrying Narcan, which is a nasal spray used to reverse opioid overdoses. The idea is that state agriculture department officers tend to be in more rural areas of the state where patients who have OD'd may not come into contact with many other first responders with the medication. With me to talk about how effective this new strategy may be is Dan Dirksen. He's a family physician and director of the Center for Rural Health at the University of Arizona College of Public Health. And Dan, first off, what do you make of this new initiative?
Well, I think we're going to have to do some things differently than we've been doing. Governor Ducey, certainly since he declared the public health emergency last June, has been very actively involved, as has state agencies, to try to reduce the number of opioid overdoses and deaths. I think that the issue is that we've started with first responders, like emergency medical services and law enforcement, and I think that has had some effect. But we really need, every second counts when there's an overdose, and having individuals who are often in closer proximity, such as these agricultural workers, makes a lot of sense. I think the other thing that eventually we're going to have to do is make sure that the first responders that find these individuals know how to administer Narcan.
Well, I guess that leads to my next question, which is that this seems like it would be pretty far afield from what these officers otherwise do, what their jobs basically are. Do you think that it's an effective strategy to train them to use this? I mean, is there a danger that they might not really know how to administer it or not know how to identify somebody who really needs it?
Well, I think we're going to have to balance this initiative with close education and certification that individuals who are carrying Narcan are trained to use it properly and recognize opioid overdose very quickly so that it can be administered quickly. I think the danger is not recognizing quickly enough or not having the naloxone at hand to be able to deliver it to save lives. And this isn't a small matter. We're approaching, since June, about 5,000 suspected opioid overdoses in the state. I don't think we can stand by and hope that a physician or a nurse or EMS or law enforcement can do all this in some of our very remote areas. This, to me, makes a lot of sense.
Well, what are resources like for folks who are addicted to opioids or anything else, really, in some of the rural parts of Arizona?
Well, I think in the rural and frontier areas, often the health infrastructure relates to the rural and critical access hospitals. In Arizona, we have 14 critical access hospitals. In addition, they have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week emergency department coverage. And that often is the closest in some of these areas for transfer once a person has been identified as needing assistance to get help. But really, you want to administer the naloxone as soon as possible before the transport even happens.
Ultimately, how big of an impact and how big of a dent into the problem do you think that this new initiative has the potential anyway to have?
I think you have to look at the approach on a broad spectrum. This is one approach that helps the folks that have overdosed in the immediate near term, and those are emergency situations where every second counts. But there's some of the other public health policy issues around making sure that medications are prescribed appropriately, and we have now a database where a physician, a nurse practitioner, others that prescribe these controlled substances can check beforehand to make sure someone hasn't received prescriptions from several sources. The pharmacy can also make sure before they fill a prescription that everything is checked and that the dosage is correct and that the amount of medication is correct. So there's now a database that allows that to happen in real time.
Those all seem a little bit like maybe, I don't want to say longer term, but more medium to longer term kind of things, whereas having these, you know, officers have Narcan with them seems like something that you can do almost immediately. I mean, do you see this as we've got to do something now? Yes, this other stuff we need to do, but we can't just, you know, flip a switch and make that happen. This, you know, this we can.
I think there'll be some switches flipped with the introduction of legislative and regulatory changes this next session, and there'll be considerable discussion around some of those issues. But if you just focus on one area, I think the naloxone is incredibly important, and it's a tool that can very much help us. But there's that other part of screening individuals before they have an overdose and doing a brief intervention and referring them for treatment. The acronym for that is ESPRT, the screening, brief intervention, and referral for treatment. I think we could go a long way toward preventing overdoses from occurring and the tragedy of a opioid-related overdose death by training not only the first responders in the emergency medical services and law enforcement, but also family members who struggle with this issue of a member of their family or spouses who have someone that they know has a problem.
All right. Dan Dirksen is director of the Center for Rural Health at the U of A College of Public Health. Dan, good to talk to you. Thanks for your insights.
My pleasure, Mark. Take care.